K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
This is Paul from Springfield.
Hi, Paul from Springfield.
Hello, Paul.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm in a little bit of a bind here. I could use some help from you guys.
Lay it on us.
Here it comes.
I got this girl. We had a good first date. I am really hoping for a second one. She went on vacation for a couple weeks. She's supposed to call me when she gets back, and we're going to go from there. I haven't heard from her, man, and I'm starting to get concerned, and, you know, I need a little help here. What do you guys think?
Are the 2 weeks up for her vacation, or are you jumping the gun here?
No, she's already back, you know what I mean? So I'm not saying I'm stalking her. Got home at 7 yesterday, but, you know, I'm trying to find out what's up.
We could do that.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. If you hold on the phone, we'll grab her name. What's her name, first of all?
Carla.
Carla. All right. So what we'll do is we'll put you on hold. We're going to get Carla's phone number off the air, and then we'll call her. And if she picks up, we'll have her on the air here in about 8 to 10 minutes for you to find out exactly what the haps are.
Oh, thanks, man.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Paul, you guys had an awesome date, or what? Did you get along?
Yeah, things went well. I mean, you know, we headed out to the Applebee's, had a good time, got some food, and, you know, she was laughing. You know, I felt like there was definitely some chemistry there for a first date.
Okay.
But actually, the phone's rang here a couple times, so.
We'll see what she has to say.
Yeah.
Hello?
Carla?
Hi.
Hi. This is Nancy and Fry Guy from the Breakfast Club on K99.1 FM. How are you?
I'm fine. Why are you calling me?
Well, we just thought that you might be a nice person, and we wanted to help out a friend of ours, if you don't mind. Right, Fry?
That's right. Carla, we have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you remember somebody named Paul from maybe a few weeks ago?
Yes, I do.
Well,
and I had a date.
Oh, see, there you go. We actually talked to Paul, and he said maybe you took a little vacation, and he was kind of waiting for you to get back to hear from you. Hasn't heard anything.
Yeah, well.
He wants a second date, girl.
Well, he was a really nice guy. I haven't called him because I'm still sort of debating whether I want to go out with him again. I don't know. We had fun. You're fun, but, you know, there's a couple of weird things.
I hear these big, ginormous, but...
little pauses in there.
What happened?
Well, I mean, we had fun. We went out to dinner and to the movie, and it was nice. But, I don't know. I feel weird saying this. It's just, it was just weird, a little awkward, because Paul sort of acted nervous all through dinner. He was kind of twitching.
Twitching?
I don't know. Kind of weirded me out a little, to be honest. I don't know, I was trying to be a good sport and have a good attitude, but he just seemed nervous. And then, I don't know, I have kind of a weird story. On the way there, when we were driving to dinner in Springfield, it was raining, and he was acting like a teenager. He's driving his car way off to the side of the road through puddles to splash people on the sidewalk.
Are you
awesome.
Kidding me?
That's
no.
Great.
No, not awesome. Are you serious?
Did he hit anybody?
Hey, Carla, it's Paul. Listen, it was a good fun, man. You had a laugh.
Well, he just went ahead and jumped right on in there.
Yeah,
just
he did.
So you know, Carla, we actually have Paul on the phone. He's been joining us right now. So
great.
Hi, Carla.
Paul.
Welcome back.
Thanks. Paul, I mean, I had a nice time with you. You're a great guy, but you sort of went a little overboard with the whole driving thing.
Yeah.
Look, I was a little nervous first date, but I mean, come on, man. It's like saying lighten a bag of crap and lighten it on someone's front door and ring the doorbell. Is it fun? You know what I'm saying?
Not funny.
That's awesome.
No,
too.
It's not.
Yeah, I mean, that might have been fun when we were like 16, but not when we're 28.
Dude,
that was
a little fun. Hello, still classic.
Okay, Nancy, listen to this.
Okay.
What
happened?
Did. Okay, first of all, the first time we did, he's like, watch this. And then he drives through this puddle and gets this woman all wet. And I didn't even really realize what was going on until I look back and this woman is like yelling at him and she's soaked.
Uh-oh.
She had her kid there. I think the kid had Girl Scout cookies. Sure, the Girl Scout cookies are wet. You're probably going to get a discount. I mean, you were laughing. Come on, Carla.
Are you serious?
He's doing somebody a favor.
He's, like, proud of it.
Paul, then you know, it was kind of funny. Yes, it was kind of funny because at first I wasn't sure if it was kind of an accident. You didn't really realize it. But then you did it again to some old man. That was a little beyond... you know, what I could handle.
That man needs to save up and be in a hover round and
what?
Down the road. Please, dude, you should have seen this guy, right?
Okay, well, listen, Paul, then you tell me you've been driving around all day doing that, but there wasn't enough rain, so you couldn't get up people all wet. I mean,
well,
we're not...
take advantage of the weather. This doesn't happen all the time, you know? And I'm sure that, yeah, these people were upset, but down the road, they're going to be, like, laughing, you know what I'm saying, when they think about it later.
I would not be laughing.
No.
No, I wouldn't be laughing. I mean, it's fine to have some fun. I'm all about having fun, but that's a little overboard. And, oh, why don't you tell Nancy and Fry about your phone fun game?
His what?
Tell them about your phone fun game where you get those people, you know, to, like, get two people on the phone, like a conference call, and make it seem like they call each other. And
totally. This is awesome. About that? You guys should do this.
This
you,
is like, awesome, call, he says.
You call, like, some person, like a business or something, some place that's really busy that delivers a lot of food, a caterer, and you call another big company, someplace that maybe orders a lot of stuff, someplace downtown. You put them together and act like that there's a big order coming through, and then you just sit back and listen. It's awesome.
Dude, I used to do the exact same thing. I worked at a different radio station. I used to conference call all four lines. It's the
That's
greatest
not
thing
funny.
Ever. It's hilarious.
That's
everybody,
not funny.
They start talking to each other.
Carla?
Okay, I just think it's kind of juvenile.
Thank you. Hello.
I am all about having fun and whatever, but I think you just a little over the top for me.
Listen, Carla, what? Fry guy, back me up on this. Everybody, every girl says, you know what, I like a guy that has a sense of humor that makes me laugh. It's so important. And here I am cracking up. I'm vaudevilling. I'm splashing people. We're calling people. It's awesome. And it's not enough. I mean, come on, bro.
Okay, but wait,
no.
The key word there was you were cracking up.
No.
I was not cracking up. You were cracking up. You were like, you thought you were so darn funny. And you know what? It was a little bit funny, but you could have gotten us both killed with a little water puddle game. I mean, we could have been like hydroplaning and crashing into a pole.
I'm pretty sure I have valid insurance. So.
Paul, I gotta ask you, how old are you?
I'm 28.
28. Is this a friend of yours, Fry?
We need to hang out, man.
No. it's like being at work for me here, Carly. You know what I'm saying? Sounds like
yeah,
Fry.
Yeah, he does. Those two should go out.
I know.
No, thank you. I'm good. No offense, Paul.
Hey, Paul, your turn. No, Fry, your turn. You go.
I don't know. I mean, nice guy, just a little, the humor was a little annoying for me. Sorry, Paul.
Do you think it's because you were really nervous, Paul, or is that just how you are?
I mean, that was the first date, and I wasn't sure I had enough pay for the meal. I might have missed some medication. I mean, things happen. You know, you got to roll with it.
Yeah, I was actually even wondering if you were on something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Carl, I'd run away really fast.
Well, obviously, I didn't call him.
Yeah.
Listen, I get my prescription renewed pretty soon. I think we should just set things up for after that date.
You know what? You're a great guy. I think you'll make someone else who might be 10 years younger than you really happy.
All right, so I'll see you Friday.
That's the way to do it, man.
OMG.
I like this guy's style.
Yeah.
I'm thinking no on the second date.
Yeah, kids don't try this at home, okay? Yeah, I got to be with you on this one. This is one of the first times when I'm kind of like, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for pulling for me.
Sorry, Paul.
Call me maybe. Yeah, no. Wink. I could poke her on Facebook.